Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
Let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, hopefully you are full of energy for today's lesson. In fact, we're talking about energy.
That's right, we are talking about a very specific type of energy called tidal energy. It's supposed to be more environmentally friendly.
Absolutely. Now, Anne-Marie, what is a tide before we get started?
Well, a tide is the movement of the ocean as it corresponds to the phases of the moon. The tide goes in and out every day.
Right, and that can create some energy. We'll talk all about that in this lesson called Tidal Energy. Let's get right into it.
Tidal energy, the regular movement of the waves, could become a source of electricity. As the quest for new, environmentally friendly energy sources continues, some people are proposing that we harness the regular motion of the tides. While this energy source has limits, it also has potential as a clean and reliable energy source.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 quest 这个名词，意思是探索、追寻。来看个例句。The explorers set out on a quest to find the lost city beneath the desert. 探险家们展开了一场寻找沙漠底下失落之城的探索之旅。名词 side quest 是指支线任务、额外挑战。常见于游戏或是故事之中，譬如 This computer game is known for its creative side quests. 这款电脑游戏以其富有创意的支线任务而闻名。惯用于 in quest of 的意思是寻找或是追求。譬如 Diego traveled through the mountains in quest of rare herbs used in ancient medicine. Diego 穿越群山，寻找古老药方中的稀有药草。
In order to create clean energy, scientists are constantly looking for things that are moving or full of energy in the natural world. What better thing to look at than the waves?
We learn here in our lesson, friends, that the regular movement of the waves could become a source of electricity.
Ooh, that is a great idea. As the quest for new environmentally friendly energy sources continues, some people are proposing that we harness the regular motion of the tides.
There are so many things that we can look at from that sentence, friends, so let's break it down together. First, we're looking at that term, environmentally friendly.
All right, if something is environmentally friendly, that means it's friendly to the environment. It's not harmful to nature.
Here's an example. Electric cars are environmentally friendly. We see something else here, friends. It is the word proposing.
Okay, proposing. People are proposing an idea. That's to suggest a plan or an idea.
Here's an example of how you can use proposing in a sentence. She is proposing a new recycling rule.
All right, so these people are proposing that we harness the regular motion of the tides. To harness something means to control and use that thing, usually something powerful. Here is that word in a sentence. We can harness the wind for energy that we can use.
And here they're trying to harness the motion of the tides. This word motion, friends, is movement or the act of moving.
Here's a sentence with that word. The machine turns motion into power.
All right, we've defined all the words in this sentence, friends. Let's take a moment to read it again so that we understand it.
Okay, as the quest for new environmentally friendly energy sources continues, some people are proposing that we harness the regular motion of the tides.
So, what our article is saying here, friends, is that people are always looking for ways to be more environmentally friendly, specifically finding ways to get energy to use.
Yes, and we already know that these tides are regularly moving, and maybe we can harness or trap that energy that's already happening naturally.
Exactly. Let's read on. While this energy source has limits, it also has potential as a clean and reliable energy source. As Garrett just said, tides come in and out consistently, so this would be a very reliable energy source.
Absolutely. Now, what are the benefits and the drawbacks or negatives of this? We'll talk about that as we go through this lesson. Right now, let's go to our next reading.
Tidal energy. As anyone who lives near the ocean knows, the waves reach different heights at different times of day. This is because the moon's gravity pulls on the water. But as the moon moves around the Earth, the areas of the planet where this force is strongest change as well. Tides change every day, which means that if people were to harness the energy of this moving water, they would have a consistent, reliable energy source. This can be accomplished by installing tidal turbines on the ocean floor. As the water moves, when the tide goes in or out, the water turns the turbine, which is connected to a generator.
Gravity, 意思是重力或是引力。 譬如, Mia explained that gravity keeps the moon orbiting Earth instead of floating away. Mia 解释重力使得月球绕着地球运行而不是飘来飘去。 Gravity 的动词是 gravitate, 意思是被吸引或是倾向于。 譬如, Dylan seemed to gravitate toward creative work even when his job was technical. Dylan 似乎倾向于创意性工作，即使他的工作偏向技术性。它的形容词是 gravitational， 是重力的或是引力的。譬如 high and low ocean tides are a result of the moon's gravitational pull. 海洋的涨潮和退潮是月球引力作用的结果。
Anyone who's gone for a fun, long beach day with the family will notice that the tides change. The level of water in the ocean rises and falls. Let's talk about how that works.
I've definitely noticed that myself when I build a sandcastle with my kids, and it's okay at the beginning of the day, and later on those waves are all the way up trying to take that sandcastle back into the ocean. Let's read together, friends. As anyone who lives near the ocean knows, the waves reach different heights at different times of day.
This is because the moon's gravity pulls on the water. But as the moon moves around the Earth, the areas of the planet where this force is strongest change as well.
Okay, let's define this word force together, friends. Force is power or strength that causes movement.
All right, for example, wind is a natural force. It can push things. There are forces all around you. If you push something, you're putting force on it. You're actually putting force on the ground just by standing on it.
That's right. Now let's get back to tides here, friends. We read, tides change every day, which means that if people were to harness the energy of this moving water, they would have a consistent, reliable energy source. This word consistent, friends, means that something always happens or acts in the same way every single time.
All right, for example, she gives consistent, high-quality work. That's why her boss appreciates her so much.
How in the world would we have this consistent energy source, friends? Well, our article tells us about it. This can be accomplished by installing tidal turbines on the ocean floor.
All right, and there is a great word in there for us to know, all about generating energy and not just tidal energy. Turbines are machines that spin in order to produce power, kind of like a giant fan.
Some turbines might be turned by the wind. In that case, the wind would be the energy source.
Absolutely. There are many different kinds of turbines. Well, as the water moves, when the tide goes in or out, the water turns the turbine, which is connected to a generator.
Ah, I'm starting to understand how this might work. Here's what that word generator means, friends. This is a machine that produces electricity.
Okay, for example, the backup generator in the office started automatically when the power went out. We often think of generators as something you might have in an office building or at a house out in the country that can provide power separate from your main power that's connected to the city.
That's definitely how I understood this word growing up. We had a backup generator at my house just in case there was a storm or the power went out.
Right, but really large generators are what give us all of our power. There are just different kinds.
Okay, so here's how this would work, friends. Because the tides come in and out about the same rate over a period of time, it's very consistent, this energy could be harnessed to create electricity. How this would happen would be a turbine would be installed on the ocean floor, and as the waves move in and out, it would turn the turbine and in turn would be connected to a generator.
Absolutely. Well, we're not done learning about this, friends, but right now, it's time to dive deep, where maybe those turbines will be installed in today's deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Take advantage of. Back in college, the library gave out free coffee during exam week. I showed up with my backpack and 3 empty thermoses. Did I take advantage of the situation? Yes. Was it slightly embarrassing when the librarian recognized me? Also, yes. Let's break down take advantage of. At its core, it means to use an opportunity to make the most of something. You should take advantage of the good weather and go outside. But here's the twist. The phrase can also mean something negative when someone uses a person or situation unfairly. He took advantage of her kindness. Don't let people take advantage of you. Same phrase, totally different tone. Context matters a lot. Here are a couple of other expressions that express similar ideas, some positive, some not. Make the most of equals positive. Use something well. Make the most of your free time. Seize the opportunity means to take action boldly. She seized the opportunity to apply for the internship. Exploit almost always is negative. The company exploited its workers. All of these revolve around the idea of using what you have, but the intention behind it changes the meaning completely. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Tidal energy. Another approach to tidal energy takes advantage of the height difference between the water at high tide and the water at low tide. This typically involves building a tidal barrage, which is a barrier that traps a large amount of water at high tide. Then, when the tide goes out, the water trapped in the barrage flows out of it, turning turbines that are inside the barrage. and generating electricity.
Typically, 意思是通常的、典型的，比如 Jake typically forgets where he put his keys, then laughs at himself every time. Jake 通常都会忘记把钥匙放在哪里，然后每次都自嘲一番。Typically 去掉字尾的 ly 就变成形容词，是 typical， 意思就是典型的、常见的。比如 ，It was a typical rainy afternoon, and Gareth was already brewing another pot of tea. 那是个典型的雨天下午。Gareth 又在煮另一壶茶了。Typical 的反义词是在字首加 a 变成 atypical， 意思是非典型的、不寻常的。譬如 ，It was atypical for Ruby to skip her morning run, but she needed rest. Ruby 不去晨跑是很异常的，但她需要休息。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. Thanks for joining, and see you next time.
So we install a turbine at the bottom of the ocean with a generator, and we have energy. Well, tidal energy might have some other alternatives.
Let's take a look at another method. We read here, another approach to tidal energy takes advantage of the height difference between the water at high tide and the water at low tide.
Okay, another approach.An approach is a method or a way of doing something.
Here's an example. We need a new approach to manage waste.
All right, when I think of that word approach, I think of a way of thinking about a problem and something to try. When one approach doesn't work, you might switch to another.
So let's read a little bit more about what this approach is all about, friends.This typically involves building a tidal barrage, which is a barrier that traps a large amount of water at high tide.
All right, let's talk about that word barrage as it is in this section. A barrage is a large dam-like barrier built across a river or a bay that controls water flow.
Here's an example. The tidal barrage holds water back until it's time to generate power.
This sounds a lot like a dam, actually. It holds water back in one area and stops it from flowing where it normally would, and that helps you generate that energy.
You said that word dam, Garrett, and that reminds me of the next term that we need to take a look at. It's this word barrier. This is something that blocks or makes something difficult to pass.
Here's a sentence with that word. Language sometimes can be a communication barrier.
In that example, this barrier wasn't something that was physical, but here in our article, we're talking about something that's literally blocking the water.
Right, so it can't move from one place to another. Then, when the tide goes out, the water trapped in the barrage flows out of it, turning turbines that are inside the barrage and generating electricity.
I see a word here that reminds me of a word we just talked about in the previous section. Do you see it, friends? We talked about what a generator is, and now we're looking at this word, generating. Here, it's a verb.
Okay, this is what a generator does. To generate means to produce or create something.
Here's an example. Solar farms are generating clean energy.So it seems to me, Garrett, in this second example of how tidal energy could be used, those turbines aren't placed on the ocean floor. They're placed somewhere else.
Well, they would probably want to put them fairly low on this barrage, and it would work somewhat similar to a dam, where there's water, a lot of water high up on one side, and the water is lower on the other side. So you would stop and block up the barrage,when the tide is at the highest, and then when it's at the lowest is when you'd want to release it, because it will generate the most energy.
So that water would be trapped in a separate part away from the ocean, and then people could control when it's released back in there and it could turn the turbines.
Kind of. In a way, it's still part of the ocean. You're just kind of separating that part out from the rest of it.
Ah, I see. So as we're reading here, friends, people are still discussing the best way this could be done. I bet it has to do with how much energy could be generated by these different methods.
Yes, and not just that, but the impact it will have on the area around it and the ocean down deep below. These are all concerns and, friends, interesting things to talk about in English. For now, though, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 as 名词加 knows 主词加动词的句型，它用来引出众所周知的事实或共同的背景知识。 as 在这里表示正如、如同，接名词或代名词当作主词加 knows， 强调某人知道这件事，通常会放在句首，用来建立说话者与听者之间的共识。常见的用法有 as we know 或 as you know， 例如 as everyone knows， honesty is the best policy， 众所皆知，诚实是最好的策略。
Well, friends, we have almost come to the end of today's lesson, but before we go, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the things we've learned today. First, we've learned about a new way to create energy.
Yes, we're calling it tidal energy. That was the title of our lesson today. Energy that's produced by the tides, that level of the ocean that goes up and down based on the gravity caused by the moon.
Now, we talked about some of the ways that this could become possible. Both ways used a turbine, or kind of like a big wheel or something like that, to generate power as the tide was released. But I have a question for you, Garrett, because I saw something earlier in our lesson that made me have a question. It said that the movement of the waves could become a source of electricity. Does that mean that this hasn't been done yet at all?
Well, I know based on a little bit of research, there have been some projects around the world, though they're not very large scale yet. So people are testing this to see if it will work.
So this is a possibility for some renewable or environmentally friendly energy in the future.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be the main energy production method for any country, but it could be a supplement to other things like, of course, water, wind, and sun.
It does make me wonder as well what the environmental impact of this would be. Of course, it is being labeled as an environmentally friendly method, but anytime that you're installing things or putting things in an animal's natural habitat, of course it is going to impact that environment.
Right. There are a lot of concerns about the animals that live in the ocean and interrupting the sounds down deep below, and of course kind of the sand and other dirt down below. And so all of these things we will need to consider.
And I think we are going to consider and talk about them a little bit more tomorrow, friends. So make sure you come back and join us. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.